instead of going for life. So, thy kingdom come is a New Testament concept. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 12, the forces of the kingdom. We can't overemphasize this. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom, there were times it started. It has not been there. The kingdom became more pronounced from the days of John the Baptist. From the days of John the Baptist. So, what was happening before the days of John the Baptist? If you read Luke chapter 16, verse 16, he says, sovereign violent and only the violent take it by force. We're going to look at the forces. The force is not like he was saying a few times ago, Well, let's not go there. Luke 16, 16. Can I have it on the screen? The law and the prophet were until John. The first scripture we read from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom started suffering violence and only the violent take it by force. Now, in Luke 16, 16, the law and the prophet were until John. And I showed us yesterday, John was the greatest of the Old Testament, but the least in the kingdom is greater than him. There is something about that dispensation. Now, he says, the law and the prophet were unto John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached. And every man present. Because the kingdom is a forceful movement. We take it by force. We press in by force. We take it by force. We press it by force. The kingdom is a New Testament concept, and the kingdom is a forceful movement. Anyone that is not ready for this force is not ready for the kingdom. So the forces of the kingdom are the components of the kingdom. The violent taketh it by force. What is the force? Is the force like we saw in those days where people beat Satan in prayer? Is that a force? I remember one of the days one of our members traveled some years back anyway, about 5-6 years ago. She came back, her hands spinning her. And I asked her what happened. She traveled to see her parents, and her parents took her to a church where they flogged the devil. And after flogging the devil, her hands started paining her. You flogged the devil. When the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. And a pastor asked members to come with Cain to flog the devil. And stupid members bought Cain and went to church with Cain to flog the devil. And after flogging the devil, her hands are paining her. The devil didn't feel anything. She was the one feeling it. Is that a force? No. We're going to look at the force. Now the forces of the kingdom that we exact to take by force. What are the components of the kingdom? In Romans chapter 4, verse 17, popular scripture, for the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but it is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. In the Holy Ghost. I emphasize yesterday that the Holy Spirit is the agency of the kingdom. So we're going to look at the effect or the impact of these components that generate forces for us to exercise the kingdom wherever we found ourselves. Righteousness is not just a ticket to heaven, it's a seal for dominion. Now hear this, I write it down. Righteousness is not just a ticket to heaven, it's a seal for dominion. E.W. Kenyon said that righteousness, by his definition, which the church has been running with, is the ability to stand in the presence of God without a sense of guilt, inferiority complex, or condemnation. If E.W. Kenyon had been alive today, he would know that revelation is progressive. Righteousness is not just ability to stand in the presence of God without a sense of inferiority complex. Righteousness is the nature of God imparted in man. It is the nature of God. It's not just a ticket to heaven. It's not about living right only. It is the nature of God imparted in man. The very nature of God. So at the point of salvation, the nature of God is imparted in man. The first gift you receive. You are not qualified to execute dominion mandate on earth if you don't carry this nature. You're not qualified to execute the dominion mandate on earth. Righteousness is the foundation of this kingdom. And you cannot talk about the kingdom without talking about righteousness. Therefore, what are the effect and impact? Isaiah chapter 32 verse 17. Isaiah 32 verse 17. And the walk of righteousness shall be peace. Let's do a walk this morning. The walk of righteousness shall be peace. You're too troubled. And the effect of righteousness is not just going to heaven. It's quietness and assurance forever. How is that challenge? I have prayed about it. Quietness and assurance, Pastor Zon. The effect of righteousness is quietness and assurance. Be careful for nothing. In everything, by prayer and supplications with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God that passeth all understanding shall keep your heart. That is righteousness. You can be righteous and have sleepless nights. It's not just a ticket to heaven. The effect of righteousness is quietness. Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us cross over to the other side." And he took a pillow and slept. Pastor Sam, the storm didn't wake him up. It was his disciples that woke him up. What I said is, let's cross over. I didn't say, let's go and die. The disciples say, "Master, carest not thou that we perish?" He said, "Where is your faith?" He slept with a structured sleeping because he slept with pillow in the hinder part of the boat. You are too troubled. You're too troubled. That's why your blood pressure is rising every day. At your age, the work of righteousness is peace. The effect of righteousness, can I have that bridge picture back on the screen? Is quietness and assurance. You've been married for 3 years now, the baby is not coming. The baby will come. You've been going to church and they're asking you, you've been carrying this Bible, we can't see the result. Forget it. The effect of righteousness is quietness. And assurance. Somebody say, "I'm assured." I can't hear you, church. Say, "I'm assured." If you believe that testimony is coming, can you shout, "I am assured"? Assurance, not for temporal, forever. It doesn't matter the temporal interruptions. It doesn't matter what is going on around me, my family, and the challenges. It doesn't matter the rantings of the devil. I'm assured I will wear my ring. I'm assured I'm graduating. I'm assured the healing is mine. I am assured. It is quietness and assurance. 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 Who told you it will not happen? Hear this. I used to tell the church, I pastor, the devil cannot summarize your life. Place your hand on your shirt and say, I know it will happen. You're not saying it well. I know it will happen. That's what righteousness does, which is the foundation of the kingdom. Jesus said to his father, into your hand I commit my spirit. He gave up the ghost. Do you know why he did that? For you will not leave my soul in hell. Neither will you suffer your Holy One to see corruption. God, the Father, see my spirit. I give it to you. Kill me. He died. One Easter morning I was praying. And God told me the resurrection of my son was not a concern. You know, if you watch a Nigerian movie and your wife is in labor room, you see them walking like this. God didn't pace around. He was too sure he would resurrect. Even Jesus who died. My wife preached a message 3 Sundays ago. I was not around. She preached on the value of order. Pastor Sam, he said that Jesus rose and folded his clothes. Read your Bible. He folded his napkin. I kept it and I came up. He didn't escape. There was no pacing around. Who knows whether he will wake up. It was Mary and the rest of them, they are pacing. If I think, who will roll away the stone? Heaven has concluded the issue. What you are troubled about, angels, we are waiting before your arrival. The effect of righteousness is quietness and assurance. I prophesy to somebody whose amen will be loud. Before 31st December this year, the testimony will be in your mouth. I thought I would hear your amen. Can that amen be a little bit louder? If you have Amplified, can I have it? And I also suggest in Believers Convention, next time you need to have all translations. Yesterday, there are scriptures I wanted to show you in TPT. As a matter of fact, I called. Can I have Amplified Classic Media? If you don't have it, connect online. Connect. Don't just use what you have. Connect and then show me. Amplify Classic, if possible. God bless you if you show me Amplify Classic. If you connect, what you do is when you come, you connect online. Don't just use the ones, the transitions you have. If you're connected, any transition can happen. If you don't, I read on. But that scripture in Isaiah 32 verse 17, Amplify Classic says, and the effect of righteousness will be peace, internal and external. And the effect of righteousness will be peace, internal and external. And the result of righteousness will be quietness and confident trust. Righteousness is not just a ticket to heaven. It's a seal of dominion. And it's a foundation of our covenant kingdom. Apostle Paul in the midst of the psalm says, Sirs, be of good cheer. For there shall be no loss. In the midst of the storm, he took bread and began to eat. When you know who you are, you sleep well in the night. Now that does not mean you won't pray. You don't pray. We are taught. I grew up as an SU person. And we are taught some during those days to pray by 12 midnight. That's where demons meet. You don't need to pray because demons meet. You need to pray because you're praying to your father. And can I say this with all sense of responsibility and humility in Believers Convention? The night you didn't pray, he that keepeth Israel. Don't wake up with the condemnation that you overslept. Are you hearing me? just like he is in under this. And then you lay on your bed. You used to pray every 12 or 1 a.m. and then you miss one. You woke up. Your father is not angry with you, but the devil will place condemnation in your heart. Does that mean you shouldn't pray? In New Living Translation of 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 15. Our lives are a Christ-like. 2 Corinthians 2:15, New Living Translation. 2 Corinthians 2:15. Our lives are a Christ-like fragrance, rising up to God. I don't know the name of the perfume you used this morning, but the best of the perfume is Christ. People should see you and smell Christ. Somebody say, I smell Christ. I told you yesterday that Christ is our mentality. Today, Christ is our perfume. When you are righteousness conscious, God sees you as Christ. Look at that scripture. Our lives are a Christ-like fragrance rising up to God. So God, looking at me from heaven, sees Christ and smells Christ. So how do I fail? How? From where? When God sees Christ in me and smells Christ from me. But he said, but this fragrance is perceived differently by those who are being saved and by those who are perishing. The same fragrance can mean anything to anybody. So if you go back to Isaiah 32, verse 17, where I read, the work of righteousness and the effect of righteousness, you will see the result from verse 17 to 18. I came to teach this morning. From verse 18 to 17, New Living Translation, Isaiah 32, 18. Verse 17 spoke about the work and the effect of righteousness. Let's see the results written in verse 18 to 20 of New Living Translation. Look at that. He said, my people, as a result of that, will live in safety. Oh boy. We're talking about that kingdom come. Lift your hands wherever you say, I live in safety. My God, you're not talking. Can I hear somebody say, I live in safety? He said, my people shall live in safety. Quietly at home. They will be at rest. Now, it does not matter what is going on here within them. It doesn't matter what is going on in the nation. It doesn't matter what is going on in their neighborhood. Verse 19 says, even if the forest should be destroyed, that's Zambeza Forest. And even if anybody is planning to come and invade, somebody said, I hope he has a real map of Nigeria and know the location. So he does not exceed beyond some locations. Even if the forest should be destroyed and the city town torn down, sorry. He said, the Lord will greatly bless his people. Why are you responding to what is going on in the town? Lift your hand and say, my case is different. In the midst of that, the Lord will greatly bless his people. Wherever they plant seed, bountiful crops will spring up. Their cattle and donkeys will graze freely. I prophesy to someone under the sound of my voice. What has never worked in your life begins to work now. If your amen is loud, I will hear your testimonies. That is the result of righteousness consciousness. We dwell in safety. We dwell in safety. What we do, what? The grazing of their cattle there is the prosperity of their business. I can't suffer what they suffer. I can't cry their cry. I can't mourn their mourn. I am indifferent. When men are cast down, I will say there's a lifting. Nothing should make you afraid. Nothing should make you afraid. Still on the force of righteousness as one of the forces of the kingdom. In Isaiah chapter 28 verse 16. Isaiah 28 verse number 16, King James. The Bible says, Isaiah 28 verse number 16. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion, King James. I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone. Look at the definitions. A precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. This is where you're standing. A stone. A tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. You know, our brother was talking about faith in the kingdom. He that is built on this foundation shall not make haste. I lay in Zion a foundation, a stone. So how come they still visit your village to deal with your foundation? Which foundation? Family foundation. Which family? Having to read Matthew chapter 1 verse 1. The generation of Jesus. Some of you here, they have visited your village 5 times. They charge you. You paid 500,000. And then you paid for the extra oil and salt. There is a foundation upon which you are built. He that believeth shall not make haste. You know what that means? One day the servants of Lot and the servants of Abraham were striving. And because Abraham understood the scripture, he said, there shall be no strife between us. Lot, choose. The natural instinct of a man will choose first. He said, Lord, choose. And Lord looked up and chose the watered aspect. And Abraham, because he believed, shall not make waste. As Lord departed, God spoke to Abraham. He said, all the land which you see, including the one he chose. I added that one. You can't be in this kingdom and be troubled. If you are righteousness conscious, you can't. You can't die a day before your time. You can't. It doesn't matter the weapon formed against you. It shall not prosper. It's not possible. Why? Their righteousness is of me. Read that scripture very well. Isaiah chapter 54. Thereabout. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. It's every tongue that rises against, I think from verse 17, any tongue that rises against in judgment, thou shalt contend. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is on the foundation of righteousness. Their righteousness is of me. Their righteousness is of me. Their righteousness is of me. So on the foundation of righteousness, no weapon. It doesn't matter who are taking your name to everywhere. He that believeth shall not make haste. They say you won't marry. Who said so? Who is he that say it and it come to pass when my father commanded it not? They say you can't deliver children. It is not true. The fruit of this of the womb is his reward. Why? Their righteousness is of me. I prophesy to somebody whose name will be loud. Whatever is missing in your life, receive them now. I thought I would hear your amen. Romans 5:17 says, still on the force of righteousness, which is the foundation for the kingdom. For if by one man's offense death reigned, by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace. Somebody say, I receive abundance of grace. There is no virtue in this kingdom you're looking for. You all have them in Christ. They that receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. Hear this. Righteousness is a gift. The foundation is a gift. And then the fruit of righteousness is follows. They receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life. Somebody say, I reign in life. Say it well, I reign in life. Say it once again, I reign in life. To reign is to have dominion. To reign is to be in charge. To reign is to rule. To reign is to be in charge. We reign in life. We king in life. We king in life. So the second force to engage from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom suffered a violence. And only the violent take it by force. The second force, remember the righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Ghost is the kingdom. So we're looking at them with sequence. The second force of the kingdom is peace. Peace is an energy that brings balance to your life. Peace is an energy that brings balance to your life. We are not trying to get peace because Jesus is our peace. In John 14 verse 27, John 14, 27, I'm teaching now, John 14, 27, the Bible says, my peace I leave with you. You have it. You're not looking for it. It says, my peace I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You have peace already. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14, Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 14, Jesus said, the scripture says, for he is our peace. So he did not only give us peace, he became our peace. It is one thing to give a gift, another thing to become. For he is our peace. Somebody say, Jesus is my peace. Who had made both one and broken down the middle wall of partition between us. He is our peace. So the question is, why are we not enjoying the peace of the kingdom? It's in John chapter 14 verse 27 where we read earlier. Go back to that scripture. John 14, 27. Why are we now enjoying this peace we already have? Let not your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. A troubled heart cannot enjoy the giving peace. A troubled heart cannot enjoy the giving peace. A fearful heart will dilute the giving peace. It's good you know that peace keeps what grace delivers. In Mark chapter 5 verse 34. Peace gives what grace delivers. You sustain the inheritance of the riches of grace by a peaceful life. After this woman was healed, look at what Jesus said to her. We'll read King James and read it Amplified Classic. Amplified. And he said unto her, daughter. Go back to King James. I've not read the King James. I said, we'll read King James and then Amplified. Thank you, media. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Peace sustains what grace delivers. Let's read Amplified. Classic is a more recent one, but let's make do with Amplified. And he said to her, daughter, your faith, your trust and confidence in me, springing from faith in God, has restored your health. Now look at that. Go into peace. Thank you, Jesus. Because peace, you know why you lose your miracles? your testimonies, your healings, the troubled heart. Go into peace and be continually healed. Peace sustains what grace delivers. Go into peace and be continually healed. And freed from your distressing body disease. My God, that sickness will not come back. Go into peace and be continually healed. Listen, lift your hands. Wherever, whatever you have been delivered from, that the devil wants to force back on you, I break the hold now. If your amen is loud, your testimony is sharp. Go into peace. I receive peace. Somebody say, I walk in peace. Pastors of peace sustains what grace delivers. Have peace. Have peace. Can you say it five times? I have peace. I have peace. I have peace. Let the devil hear you. I have peace. Let your enemies hear you. I have peace. Let the troubled heart hear you. I have peace. Shout the louder on your neighbor, have peace. Have peace. Have peace. Have peace. Have peace. Nothing makes you a victim like a worried life. Holy Gane Vana Shaba Eros Subiniahanosh Yahweh Sabaoth. Yahweh Sabaoth. Yahweh Sabaoth. Yahweh Sabaoth. The Lord of hosts, the King of Glory. Aloko dobo shabala gado. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Something is in this atmosphere. The Lord of hosts, the King of Glory, Yahweh is the Sabaoth. Hallelujah. Can I have that scripture back? Sabaoth. Mark chapter 5 verse 34 amplified. And he said unto her, daughter, your faith, your trust and confidence in me, springing from faith in God, has restored you, or restored your health. Go into peace. Peace sustains what grace delivers. Go into peace and be continually, pastors are continually healed. You don't get healed today and get sick tomorrow. So peace sustains what grace delivers. Go into peace. I speak to somebody, go into peace. I don't like your amen. So there is a place called peace. There is a realm called peace. Go into peace and be continually. Can I have that scripture back? I like seeing scriptures and it does a lot in my eyes. Go into, emphasize, into peace. My God, for every troubled family, every troubled home, every troubled marriage, every troubled business, every troubled academic, go into peace. Abara to shatter. Go into peace and be continually healed. Peace is a component of the kingdom. It sustains what grace delivers. Go into peace. I have peace. I have peace. How can? Espo. How can Peter be told that he'll be killed on Monday? I was sleeping on Friday. Sleeping. Will you sleep? You'll do all night. Oh Lord, arise, let your enemy be scattered. Is there anything wrong with that? We often know. Sleeping between two guards. Angel came. Okay, let me leave that. Paul and Silas were thrown into prison. They sang, they prayed. The prison door opened. They didn't run away. They were not singing to escape. The jailer took a knife to kill himself, thinking that all the prisoners have escaped. He said, do yourself no harm, we are here. Why were you singing? Not to escape. We have peace. Prison door opened, you didn't escape. The prison door open. Now Ben Johnson said, we are in charge. Somebody said, I'm in charge. We're talking about our kingdom come. Somebody said, I'm in charge. In charge. In charge. Go into peace and be continually healed. Because the kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. I'm still working on it. In Romans chapter 18, sorry, 16 verse 20. Romans 16 verse 20. The Bible says, if I can have King James back better, then if I demand for that translation, do you give me? And the God of peace, we bruise Satan. The devil doesn't like you to be in peace. If you want to crush the head of Satan, go into peace. The God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet. He wants to see you running around. It is the God of peace that will bruise Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Somebody, once again, place your hand on your chest. Say, I have peace. I have peace. I have peace. So, can I show you this? I teach from a very theological approach. And I like tying up what I say. As he gave us peace and became our peace, it is good you see these few scriptures too. Isaiah 53 verse 5, and then we're going to read John. Isaiah 53 verse 5. He didn't just give us peace or became our peace, but he was wounded for our transgression, verses all. He was bruised for our iniquity, the chastisement of our peace. So he paid for the peace. Kalaba na gode gadia. Enema nahala. He paid for this peace. My God, Henia, the chastisement of our peace was on him. Ma, he paid. Rados Ivia, Jananiata, he paid for the peace. He paid for this peace. He paid for this peace. And I repeat, he paid for this peace. No, he paid for this peace. He paid for this peace. You didn't hear me. He paid for this peace. Somebody shout with your muscle, I have peace. He paid. He paid. He paid for the peace. Now, can I show you a scripture? To show he paid. He paid and gave us receipt. And showed us receipt. John chapter 20, verse 19 and 20. John chapter 20, 19 and 20. When Jesus rose from the grave, look at this. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for the fear of the Jews, they were afraid of the Jews, so they closed the door. Came Jesus and stood in the midst. The first thing he said unto them was, but look at verse 20. And when he has said peace, he showed them the receipt. When he has said peace, he showed them the receipt. He showed them what? And he said, this is the receipt. Touch your neighbor and say, that's a receipt. And then I hold over, it was paid for, sir. He said, peace. Somebody said, this is a receipt. He showed them his hands and his side. He said, this is the chastisement. It was paid for. The devil has no rights to steal your peace. I have peace. In case you don't know, peace is a weapon of warfare. Because of time, the third component and the force of the kingdom is joy. For in this kingdom, it is righteousness. I've shown you that. It is peace. And then it is joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy is so important that in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 24, let's look at these few scriptures and work on this thing now. The spirit of joy is about to overtake this house. Hololo shalaka balia tosia. Eveniano jania kana sibrenia sha. Ebrada dada bashalabos ikelia hasa. Ezuzuvana barado shabalia taba. Ekekere tosubalia dash. Ebrodo zubaria da shabalia da. Erradada. Now look at what Apostle Paul said to the Corinthians, bring it low. Not for that we have dominion over your faith. No, but we are helpers of your joy. Joy is so important that God planted people to help your joy. Don't go to church where they drain your joy. You're either helping my joy or draining my joy. For we are helpers of your joy, for by faith stand. Don't go to church where they come and say, I'm in your village now. And I'm seeing two trees. There are trees in every village. You know why they go to village? You know why? The labor of the foolish. Where they, because he does not know how to go to the city. So they go to the village. I'm in your village now. He said, go deeper. instead of leaving church with faith, leave with fear. In your village now, we are helpers of your joy. Ask your neighbor, are you helping my joy? Ask your neighbor, you won't pay for the ask. You know, I used to say it everywhere I go to. One of us went for evangelism and I asked him, is your pastor seeing? See, Jeremy Shibudia. Is your pastor seeing? Pastor Nanafunza. See, Obu Nishibudia Yabia. Hello, Hotsuba. Be careful when you no longer find joy in a church. Any church that cannot help your joy cannot help your life. For we are helpers of your joy. We are helpers of your joy. We are helpers of your joy. Because the kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And Apostle Paul said, we are helpers. Anybody that cannot help your joy can help your life. Anyone that cannot enhance your joy can't enhance your life. And I know there is, you walk into places like this, you see joy. Resident. When joy is missing, songs are missing. Because joy is a springboard of a peaceful life. To be joyless is to be helpless. Can you capture that quote? To be joyless is to be helpless. To be joyless is to be helpless. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. A man who sees his tomorrow cannot be depressed today. To be joyless is to be helpless. Look at this scripture in Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25, New Living Translation. There is joy in the house. Joy is a spiritual force of the kingdom. Proverbs 12, 25, New Living Translation. Thank you, media. Can we read it, everybody? I know you're seeing the scriptures wherever you are. Can we read it? One, two, go. Worry weighs a person down. An encouraging word cheers a person up. Worry will weigh you down. And how many of you by word and have added it could be to your land, like the scripture says? Genesis chapter 40, verse 6 to 8. You may not need to read that. You know the scripture. I'll tell you about that. There is a young man that, if there's anybody that should be depressed, is this young boy. And his name is Joseph. His siblings hated him, sold him into the hands of, what's the name of that people? No. Ishmaelite. Ishmaelite made gain from him and sold him to Potiphar. Potiphar's wife lied against him and Potiphar threw him into prison. As at that time, his father thought he was dead. His brothers hated him. Potiphar's wife lied against him. Potiphar threw him into prison. He doesn't need to be happy. But he woke up, Pastor Sam, and was asking others, why are you sad? Can we see that scripture? Genesis chapter 40, verse 6. Can we have it on the screen? Genesis 46, 40, verse 6. When Joseph saw them next morning, he noticed they looked upset. King James. And Joseph came unto them in the morning and looked upon them, and behold, they were sad. A man who should be sad. Verse 7. And he asked Pharaoh's officers that were with him in the ward of his lord's house, saying, why are you looking sad today? Pastor Zor. A man who should be sad is asking others, are you angry? That question was his access to Pharaoh. Some of you have missed your destiny helpers by your squeeze face. That simple courtesy. Why are you angry? I should be angry, not you. I need to tell you the story of my life. A man who should be sad was asking others, why are you sad? That was the door to greatness. That terminated his kapash. I rebuke every spirit of sadness. Now! I thought I would hear your amen. They said to him, if you read verse 8, can I have verse 8? We have had dreams and no one can interpret. He said, interpretation belongs to God then. And they said unto him, we have a dream, the dream, and there is no interpreter of it. And Joseph said unto them, do not interpretation belong to God? It belongs to God. If you know God, have an answer to your questions. Why are you sad? Interpretation belongs to God. So his confidence was in God. Even in prison, lied against. Why are you sad? Why are you depressed? Why are you upset? Why are you losing your joy? What is the source of joy? As I begin to close. Romans 15 verse 3. What is the source of joy? Ikala holos. Vanos ibrine asha. Ekosi pralash. Hello, Subalia. Ajamana, mana, mana. Romans 15, verse 13. Sorry, not 3. Verse 13. Correct that. Verse 13. Now, the God of hope fill you with all joy. God is a source of joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. It is the power of the Holy Ghost that sustains us in hope. The power of the Holy Ghost. The God of hope fill you with all joy. He is the source of our joy. That's why joy is one of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. So as long as you are connected to God, you can lose your joy. You can lose your joy. In Ecclesiastes chapter 2 verse 26. What is the source of joy? I'm beginning to close. Ecclesiastes 2:26. Look at this scripture. For God giveth to a man that is good in his sight. Number one, wisdom. Number two, knowledge. Number three, joy. God is the giver of joy. He gives joy. But to the sinner, he giveth travail. Together and to heap up, that he may give to them that is good before God. This also is vanity and vexation of the spirit. God gives joy. Somebody say, I have joy. Say it well, I have joy. Say it once again, I have joy. Olo subalia. Therefore, Philippians chapter 1, verse 24 to 26, Apostle Paul said, I have seen the Lord's goodness. His mercies and compassion. Philippians 1:24. I'm waiting for that scripture. We're going to sing that song. Let's see the scripture. Nevertheless, to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. Apostle Paul said, it's needful for you. Verse 25. And having this confidence, I know that I shall abide. I'm not dying yet, and continue with you all for your furtherance of joy. I'm living to further your joy. I'm living to increase your joy. I'm living to help your joy. That your rejoicing, can I have this scripture back? That your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ. For by me, I come into you again. His mercies and compassion. I
Hallelujah. Oh Lord, you have
been so good.
Do you know this song?
You are so good to me.
Oh Lord, you have
excellent.
Sing it with seriousness.
In my life
every day.
Oh Lord,
there is joy in this house.
You are so good.
Oh Lord, you are
excellent.
Oh Lord, you are.
You are so good.
You are so good to me.
Song if you mean it. Oh Lord, you are excellent
in my life. Now listen to me. Can you stand to your feet? You're going to practice something this morning. Can you smile? Smile, smile. Look at somebody and smile. Holy Spirit, he that sitteth in the heaven shall laugh. Oh, rakataba lagada brodosha. Smile. Smile. Come on. Ekatoro rebo shaga la balega. Ekatore gada balega da balega da bosh. Ekatabala gada bosh shaga da da. Agada bosh. In my life. Onye bere. Onya mami. Kachine kemu agada bole gede gede bosh agada bale agada bale agada bale onye bere onya mami kachine kemu. The Spirit of God is here. Agada bale agada bale agada bale onye.
Oh,
Ruana.
Oh, Ruana. Oh, Ruana. Oh,
wherever you are, I say pray in the Holy Ghost and pray loud. I say pray in the Holy Ghost and pray loud. The kingdom of God is righteousness, it is peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Are you praying? The work of righteousness is peace. The effect of righteousness is quietness. The peace of God sustains what grace delivers. Come into peace. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Open your mouth and sing and pray in the Holy Ghost. If you cannot pray in the Holy Ghost, sing a song. This atmosphere. Almost first charge for somebody. Mania na koto monika tia da bosha. Abro no koto monika da kia da 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 bosha. Eboro tore katia da balia talia. Ere tore da balaga da ba. Ibrata koto monika tia. Joy is here. Breakthrough is here. Favor is here. Doors are opening. Healings are here. Ragadagadagada. The kingdom is here. 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 Joy is here. Radadadadada yado yarabaria. Ekekeke ragabala. You can smile, you can laugh, you can jump. E karara rosh, lagi adogo dogo deke deke de. Abalagi deka 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 dia. Oroto bolia de de ya. The portals of heaven are open. Yes, 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 yes. Miracles are happening. Favor all over. Somebody pray in the Holy Ghost. Shabaniyama, eke toko toko dia, abalaga da bragadia, eke teke 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 dia, abalaga dia dosha, mama mami ana mosha, ali protoya tege demoniata, asuna na moniate. Lose yourself, forget your neighbor, forget who is watching you. Lose yourself in God's presence. Joy is here. Joy is here. Restoration is here. Peace is here. Favor is here. Glory. 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 Shara da da ya da ya da ba lekete ya. You pray in tongues, you smile. You pray in tongues, you laugh. You pray in tongues, you rejoice. You pray in tongues, you leap. Answers are coming. Answers are coming. Answers are coming. I am sure righteousness, the work of righteousness is assurance. I know it will happen. I know it will happen. I know it will happen. Arabalakadia. Epenebenebeyata. I know it will happen. I know I will marry. I know I'll carry my baby. I now testify. I'll build my house. I'll buy the car. The ministry we grow. The church we grow. Arados. 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 Hey, hey. Mama, 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 ya. Mama, 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 mama. Kata, ta, 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 ya. Ene, ne, 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 ne. Shada, da, 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 da. Shada, da, 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 da. Shada, da, 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 ba, ya, ga, da, ba, la, ga, da, ba, la, ga, da. Shaka, da, ba, la, ga, da, ba, ga, da, ba, la, ga, da, ba. Joy is here. Joy is here. Joy is here. Call it, call it, call your favor, call your baby, call your breakthrough, call your testimony, Call it forth. Call your expectation. Call it forth. My God, all over this building, call it forth. Say to this mountain, be thou removed. Say it, say it, say it. Speak to that church to grow. Speak to that health. Speak to that business. Call it forth. We don't negotiate. We declare. Arababa neama na na ma na ma nea toya. Eke teke teke teya. Call it forth. Call forth your babies. Call forth your ministry. Call forth your new levels. Call forth your favor. Joy is here. Ebere brea da da dia brodo ya da baria ta da moya. Emenia na na maja no broko to baya gadia bolea ta. Mama 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 mama. Hey! My joy is health. Shano no money at a local. In the name of Jesus. This altar, I announce to everyone who is a man will be loved. What you have never seen since you were born begins now. If your amen is loud, I will hear your testimonies. I announce to you, whatever that has been a burden in your heart has become a testimony in your mouth. Can I hear that amen 3 times? Number 2. Number 3. I repeat that prophetic word. Whatever that has been a burden in your heart has become a testimony in your mouth. I speak to everyone whose amen will be loud. Gradua, Benetea, Jaqualia, Nenia. Anything you should have touched this year that is yet to arrive, I pull them down now. I pull them down now. I pull them down now. Everything missing in your life, in your family, your marriage, and career ministry, I declare supply, 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 supply. I say supply. Hear this. After this week, on this mountain of 1 week encounter, I declare to you, where your father didn't go, what your mother didn't see, what your siblings didn't touch, walk into them now. If your amen is not receiving now, I prophesy to you. Now hear this. I used to share this testimony almost everywhere I go. Some years back, about 8 years or 7 years ago, I felt the way I'm feeling. I said, there's somebody here. You're going to have 10 years of harvest in 1 year. One of our members shouted like a madman that his son asked him, why are you shouting like that? He said, don't understand. 1 month later, got 900 million.
when 900 million was money to him, a workman project. 900 million may not be so much money to him now. I speak to you. What you should have had in 10 years' time, I come as God's prophet and I speak to you in the name. Last 2 weeks I was talking with him over some things. He's a man of God. The money that came out from that, I invested somewhere. I have about 12 billion. 12 billion. Came to my office, we are talking about some issues. He said, I invested the money that came out from that prophecy. He said, I have about 12 billion. So that's why when I said 900 million was money to him then, it's not money to him now. I speak to you as a privileged servant of God. I prophesy to you as your amen come loud. 10 years of harvest entered your life now. Enters your life now. Enters your ministry now. Enters your company now. Enters your family now. I prophesy, walk into them. Father, we thank you. We give you praise and glory. You know what you're going to do now? You will walk to 100 persons and tell them you will hear my testimony. You will hear my testimony.